This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNA's Technology Council Conference. And oh my gosh, there's another conference going on here as well, the CUNA Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. See, we are getting two for the price of one.
Exactly, right?
Under Fantastic. The giant roof of Caesar's Palace here. So,
absolutely
in Las
wonderful.
Vegas. And look who's here in the studio lounge. Oh my gosh, it's Patrick Ream from Revation.
That's right.
Revation Systems. How about that?
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here.
Thank you.
So we can talk about the conference and what you guys are
absolutely.
Focusing on and stuff.
Yeah.
So how's the... We're kind of like two-thirds, almost three-fourths
yeah.
of the way done here. So how's
it's
it
It's been
going?
A fantastic conference, right?
Yeah.
It's great to see people out and enjoying the connections and interacting and not seeing everyone over a Zoom call or a
no.
Teams meeting, right?
Thank
and
goodness.
Connecting with old friends and
yeah.
colleagues. It's just been awesome.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
really enjoyed ourselves.
I've heard more stories about people just kind of like accidentally stumbling upon a great idea and talking
right.
about it in the hallways and that type of stuff at
yeah.
this conference. So that's the beauty
I think that's
of
why leaders want their people back
exactly.
in the offices,
exactly.
right? So those connections happening.
Yeah,
again.
So those water cooler talks,
very
they
important,
actually are pretty
sure.
pretty productive. So, hey, anything, any takeaways, any speakers, anything like that stand out for you so far?
I really enjoyed a couple of the speed rounds. I thought that was
yeah.
fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Really an exciting way to see a lot of technology and innovation in a short period of time. I
mm-hmm.
thought that was very well done.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed... Fiserv's exploration of what it takes to empower branch associates to provide really excellent service
Ooh,
to the
okay.
members.
That's
so I thought
important.
That was pretty cool.
Okay,
yeah.
right on. Yeah, there's so much more here. I mean,
oh my gosh, you can't take it all in, right?
I know. There's lots of great content here
yeah.
for sure. And before we dive into the topic here, tell me a little bit about Revation Systems. What do you guys do and how do you help credit unions real quick?
Yeah, so we're a 20-year-old company
oh,
that's
wow.
just been quietly chugging away in the background, right? Helping financial institutions, credit unions, banks, community banks, and give them tools to empower their members to create a digital experience mm-hmm. and digital engagement
mm-hmm.
With their members.
Right on.
And so, you know, the way we communicate obviously changed a lot during the pandemic.
A little bit.
Right?
A little bit.
And so, you know, lucky for us, we have a tool that enables financial institutions to use those preferred communication
mm-hmm,
channels
mm-hmm.
and methods to create a human-to-human
okay,
interaction.
Because
that's still important, right?
Oh,
that's
completely.
What we were just talking about,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that face-to-face thing still matters. And it
still
works
does.
Really, really well, as we're finding out. So,
sure.
all right, let's talk about the topic at hand, which is
yeah.
a good segue to what the topic is.
Look at how
is.
That happened.
How did that happen? A new paradigm for digital communication. So can
yeah.
you share with us this new paradigm we're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, look, we've been talking for the last 10 years, right, about living in a digital world. We are in that digital world.
Okay.
We're evolving
mm-hmm.
to a digital first world,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so consumer preferences and member preferences to how they interact with their financial institutions dramatically changed during
yeah.
COVID,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mom, who's retired and loved going to her branch, deposited her first check
yeah.
via her mobile device, right? And, you know, my kids are SMS messaging with their banker because,
oh, wow.
you know, that's just how they communicate.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, there's people who are adopting that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who are laggers, right? And, you know, you got to get on board with it.
Yes,
it's happening,
you do.
Right? I mean, in, you know, how you interact with Amazon or Netflix to fix a problem,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
people are expecting that of their banks. And
yep.
a lot of people are, a lot of financial institutions got to get with the times,
no
right?
No doubt, no doubt. And we're connecting with Amazon on a daily basis at our house. I'm not sure about yours, but they are there every
many
day.
Many stops. Yeah, many
exactly.
stops at the Ream household.
They go, oh, we know that house.
For
so
sure.
we've invited them in for dinner and all that type of stuff. No, we don't do that. But anyway, yeah, they're there every day.
Yeah.
So how does this affect credit unions? So what's the benefit message here, or what's the impact message for credit unions with this new paradigm?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you got to really think about how your members want to interact
no
with
doubt.
your credit union,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
building journeys with them that take friction out of the transaction, mm-hmm. right? You know, I mean, if you know, you're thinking about Amazon, I'm thinking about, you know, the, interacting with my bank. If I'm opening a loan, right, don't make me stop and go find the telephone number to pick up, right? Be there when, you know, we need to, you know, if I need to SMS to get an answer quickly. Mm-hmm. I think those are really important things, right? And mm-hmm. there's other financial institutions out that are doing it, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. people are going to gravitate to, you know, where they feel most comfortable mm-hmm. interacting with the financial institution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the deal. You hit the nail on the head because that's the deal with today. It's like somebody... If you're not going to have a certain type of solution or a certain type of service at your financial institution, they're going to go somewhere else where somebody else has it, and they're not going to feel bad about it at all.
Well, and I'm sure your household is like mine, right? You have many options. You have many relationships with many credit unions, banks, right? And you can... It's easy to move money, and mm-hmm. the experience is what keeps you probably where you you do your primary banking.
Exactly. Yeah, and not getting too far off topic, though, but when my credit union, when they communicate with me and they know who I am, that lets me know that, okay, they know who I am, and they get it, as opposed to kind of shotgunning a message out there like, you know, are you ready for preschool? And like, no, I'm ready for retirement.
Right,
you know? So
exactly.
They missed the boat.
Contextual awareness, so important, right?
Exactly. So totally get it. So where do we go from here? What are next steps here that...
I think that's the important thing. Like, the takeaway from this is mm-hmm. I think there's five things. I think the things were credit unions and banks... The winners are going to be the people that have a digital engagement strategy that is an integral part of their digital transformation mm-hmm. strategy. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a digital transformation strategy, right? Now, do you have engagement as part of it? Mm-hmm. I think that's important. The other thing is kind of avoid redundant capabilities, right? Is the loan department using one secure mail system, mm-hmm. you know, and online banking is a different one, and the branch system is a different one,
that
right?
Like trouble.
Yeah, but it happens, right? You get these siloed decisions, mm-hmm. right? I think you also, we talked about this earlier, like envisioning the member journey through their lens, mm-hmm. right? Through like how do they view their interaction with mm-hmm. you, and thinking mm-hmm. about building things that support them. And you know, AI is going to be a very important part of, you know, what's coming down the pipe. There are good experiences and there are really bad experiences, right? I mean, we've all had those, right?
Of course.
So having a well-defined plan for your chatbot strategy, mm-hmm. I think is important. And then I think finally is just a good reminder, like, do this through really good collaboration through the contact center, digital banking group, and your marketing mm-hmm. department. I think you pull all those five things together, you're going to have a winning strategy.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. Good message, sir. Were you guys speaking here by any chance? Because that's a really great message that we would have...
We should.
Well.
I think we will next year.
All right. Put your name in the hat for next
right
year.
Right on.
Good stuff, Patrick. Anything else to add to wrap up here? I know we're just kind of scratching the surface here, but any final thoughts here on this one?
No, I think that's... You know, I mean, that covers it. It's just been, it's a great show. It's been awesome to... Mm-hmm. get back out and like I said, connect with friends, colleagues, and thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh, you're very welcome.
All right.
Good stuff. Well done, sir. All right,
Thank
Patrick,
you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. I know you're a busy guy, and appreciate you, the time that you gave us here today. So, fantastic. Revation System, what's the website they can go to and check it out?
www.linklive.ai.
Linklive.ai. Okay.
All
we'll put that link in the show notes too, so
fantastic.
People can get right to it and give you guys a shout.
Thank you.
All right,
appreciate
Patrick,
the time.
Well done, sir.
All right.
Good
see
job.
You now.
Keep up.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Peer IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins. Origination technology for today's credit unions.